Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Battle of the Big Bang, The New Tales of Our Cosmic Origins by Niyesh Afshorty, presents modern cosmology as an active scientific contest rather than a closed historical account. Instead of treating the Big Bang as the final word, the book frames it as a successful but incomplete framework that must face rival ideas, unresolved puzzles, and new data. Afshorty, a working cosmologist, guides readers through how researchers build models of the universe, test them against observations, and revise them when facts refuse to fit. The narrative emphasizes the strange early universe, the growth of cosmic structure, and the evidence we use to reconstruct events billions of years ago, including the cosmic microwave background and the distribution of galaxies. Along the way, readers meet the central mysteries that keep the field moving, such as what dark matter and dark energy really are, why the universe looks so uniform on large scales, and what might have happened at the very beginning. The result is an accessible tour of competing origin stories and the methods used to judge them. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Big Bang cosmology as a tested framework. A core theme is understanding why the Big Bang model became the standard picture and what it actually claims. The book situates the Big Bang less as a single explosion and more as an expanding, cooling universe whose history can be traced through measurable relics. Readers are introduced to the key observational pillars, including the cosmic microwave background as leftover radiation from an early hot phase, the cosmic abundance of light elements as a record of early nuclear reactions, and the recession of galaxies as evidence for expansion. Afshorty also stresses that the Big Bang is a framework with parameters and assumptions, not a complete origin story. That distinction matters because it clarifies what is well established versus what remains uncertain. The discussion highlights how cosmologists translate raw observations into constraints on the age, geometry, and composition of the universe, and how error bars and cross-checks build confidence. Equally important is the idea that scientific consensus is earned through repeated predictive success. By focusing on the chain from theory to data, the book helps readers see cosmology as an empirical science with clear standards for what counts as evidence. Secondly, inflation and its challengers. The early universe appears surprisingly smooth and geometrically close to flat, raising questions about how such conditions could arise without special tuning. The book explores inflation, the widely discussed hypothesis that the universe underwent a brief episode of extremely rapid expansion, which can explain large-scale uniformity and provide a mechanism for seeding cosmic structure. Afshorty frames inflation not only as an elegant solution, but also as a proposal under pressure to make testable predictions and avoid becoming too flexible. Readers learn how inflationary models relate to patterns in the cosmic microwave background, including the statistical properties of temperature fluctuations and the hunt for distinctive polarization signals. The narrative also highlights alternative ideas that aim to solve the same problems, such as bouncing or cyclic cosmologies, emergent universe scenarios, and other mechanisms that attempt to replace an inflationary phase. The point is not to crown a winner prematurely, but to show how competing theories are evaluated, which observations discriminate between them, where models can mimic each other, and why new measurements and better analysis techniques matter. This topic captures the battle aspect of the title by showing cosmology as a field shaped by rivalry, refinement, and falsifiable expectations. Thirdly, dark matter, dark energy, and the cosmic accounting problem. Modern cosmology requires a careful inventory of what the universe is made of, and be Aston's, and the surprising answer is that ordinary atoms constitute only a small fraction of the total. The book explains how dark matter is inferred from multiple lines of evidence, such as galaxy rotation curves, gravitational lensing, and the way structures form over cosmic time. Rather than presenting dark matter as a single settled entity, Afshorty outlines why it is a placeholder for a deeper physical explanation and how particle candidates, astrophysical alternatives, and modified gravity ideas compete. Dark energy receives a similarly evidence-based treatment, the observed acceleration of cosmic expansion, measured through distant supernovae and corroborated by large-scale structure and microwave background data, forces cosmologists to confront either a new energy component, a cosmological constant, or a breakdown of gravity on the largest scales. The book emphasizes the tension between precision measurements and theoretical expectations, including why the size of the cosmological constant is so puzzling. By linking these unseen components to concrete observations and open theoretical problems, this section shows how the biggest drivers of cosmic evolution are also the least understood, making the origin story inseparable from the universe's current composition. Fourthly, gravity, quantum theory, and what came before, any attempt to describe the earliest moments runs into the limits of our best theories. General relativity governs cosmic expansion and the behavior of space-time, while quantum physics rules the microscopic world. Yet combining them consistently remains one of the deepest challenges in physics. The book uses the Big Bang origin question to motivate why a quantum theory of gravity matters and what it might change about the beginning. Afshorty discusses how singularities signal a breakdown of known physics and why ideas such as a quantum bounce, a pre-Big Bang phase, or a universe emerging from quantum processes are scientifically compelling but difficult to test. The reader is guided through the difference between mathematical possibility and empirical plausibility, including how cosmologists look for indirect traces of very early processes in later observables. This topic also reinforces methodological humility. The farther back we extrapolate, the more we depend on assumptions about high-energy physics that cannot be reproduced in laboratories. Yet the book argues that cosmology is not pure speculation, because the early universe left imprints that can be measured with increasing precision. The result is a realistic picture of the boundary between established cosmology and frontier physics, and why progress depends on both new theory and creative observation. Lastly, how data and debate drive new origin stories. The final major thread is the scientific process behind cosmic origins, emphasizing that breakthroughs come from the interplay of observations, statistical inference, and intellectual disagreement. Afshorty highlights how modern surveys map galaxies, lensing signals, and the cosmic microwave background with enormous datasets, turning cosmology into a high-precision enterprise. With that precision comes the possibility of anomalies and tensions, measurements that disagree beyond expected uncertainties. The book shows why such tensions are valuable. They can reveal hidden systematics, prompt better modeling, or hint at new physics. Readers see how cosmologists decide whether a surprising result is a genuine crack in the standard model or an artifact of analysis choices. The narrative also underscores the role of predictions and the importance of independent confirmation, especially in a field where experiments are expensive and the universe offers only one observable history. By presenting multiple competing explanations side by side, the book teaches the reader to ask better questions. What would we expect to see if a model is true? What would disprove it? And what new observations would be most decisive? This topic ties the book together by treating cosmology as a living argument guided by evidence rather than authority. In conclusion, this book suits curious, non-specialists who enjoy science that is both conceptual and evidence-driven, as well as students and informed readers who want a clearer view of what cosmologists currently agree on and what they still argue about. It is especially useful for anyone tired of simplified origin stories that imply everything is settled. By explaining how the Big Bang framework is supported, where it is incomplete, and how rival ideas compete, the book can improve a reader's ability to think scientifically about big questions separating data from interpretation, recognizing uncertainty, and understanding why a model can be successful yet provisional. In practical terms, it sharpens critical thinking about claims involving dark matter, dark energy, and the early universe, topics that frequently appear in popular media with little context. Compared with many similar books, its value lies in the battle framing that highlights methodological standards and testability rather than presenting one narrative as inevitable. That approach helps readers appreciate why cosmology advances through debate, measurement, and revisions. If you want an up-to-date guided tour of cosmic origins that treats unresolved problems as a feature rather than a flaw, it is worth buying. If you would like to support Niyesh Afshorty, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.